Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does it this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, Happy New Year.
Happy 2019. Ian, how are you?
Still keeping those resolutions, I hope.
It's been a whole 3 days, so sure.
Well, I still don't have last year's final challenge solved.
I said, start with the phrase, turn the page. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell the five-letter name of a shade of brown and the six-letter name of a shade of red. What are the words?
No idea.
Well, if you change the H to an A, you can spell taupe and garnet.
Ah, I would not have gotten that.
That is quite evident when you asked me what the answer was. All right, Ian, it is our first show of 2019. To commemorate the start of a new year, we're going to look backward in a couple of ways and have a quiz about the year 1920.
Huh, okay.
Debuting on January 14th, 1920, Castor Oil was created by comics artist Elsie Segar for his strip Thimble Theater. Castor, the older brother of Olive Oil, was the main character in the strip until the introduction some 9 years later of Witch Character, after which the strip was eventually renamed.
Popeye.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. And Popeye's original introduction into Thimble Theater, he was hired by Castor Oil and Olive's boyfriend, this is his real name, Harold Hamgravy, to crew a ship that took them to a casino on an island.
Okay.
And he was eventually out of the strip, but he was so popular that he was brought back. While the design was created by Pierre de Coubertin in 1912 and officially adopted in 1914, a flag with five interlocking rings was officially hoisted for the first time at what event held in Antwerp, Belgium in April of 1920?
The Olympics.
That's right, the Olympic flag. And for the 1936 games, they carved a stone at Delphi for a ceremony with the five interlocking rings, and the stone was never removed. And so in the 1950s, two American authors found the stone, and they put it in a book, and that was part of the, I'll use the word myth, that those rings had ancient Greek origins. 8 days after the publication of his 1920 novel, This Side of Paradise, of which the initial 3,000 copy print run sold out in 3 days, what author married Zelda Sayre in St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan?
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
F. Scott Fitzgerald is right. Over the course of 1920 and 1921, This Side of Paradise sold about 49,000 copies or so, and Fitzgerald earned the equivalent for those copies of about $82,000 in today's money. The top-grossing film of 1920 was a silent movie titled Something to Think About. Starring Gloria Swanson, the 78-minute black-and-white film was directed by whom? 3 years before he would release a silent version of perhaps his most famous film, The Ten Commandments.
I don't know.
Well, let me know when you're ready for your close-up.
Oh, Cecil B. DeMille, of course.
Yeah, Cecil B. DeMille is correct. And, of course, he released a non-silent version of The Ten Commandments some 30-something years later in the 50s, give or take. And speaking of The Ten Commandments, the later version of The Ten Commandments, adjusted for inflation, mind you, is the seventh highest grossing film of all time. And finally, adopted in August of 1920, what reads, quote, "The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation."
19th Amendment.
Very good. And in 2018, an album was released called 27, The Most Perfect Album, which is basically a series of songs, each one about one of the amendments. And the song about the 19th Amendment is a song called A Woman's Right, sung by Dolly Parton.
That's a great choice.
And I think it kind of is. Ian is off to a good start for 2019. He went 1,920 for five. I don't understand how he does it, but somehow he does.
Minus a DeMille decimal.
All right. I'll give it to you. Let us know how well you did before Ian makes more puns like that. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, first show. Change one letter to an E, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word used in golf and a five-letter word used in basketball. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get working on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
One down, 51 to go.